final game for today here in King Cove for the regional tournament, and the tip is up. It is won by King Cove. CJ Hamilton with a quick pass down the back. Right away, 2 points for King Cove. All right, scoring quickly. Playing a 1-3-1 zone. King Cove goes back on defense now. Jamin Newman up front. He's got number 24, Matthew Analong, that he's got it. All right, goes over now to Tetrakoff. Back to Analong for New Haven. Over back now, Tetrakoff. Okay, 3-point shot taken by Analong. Does not go out. Does not go down, and it is goes out of bounds. Possession for King Cove. So this will be an exciting game to see here. New Haven defeated King Cove, or Sandpoint, I should say, earlier today to get into this game. Jamin Newman's got the ball. He gets it to Josiah. Oh, and the Tetrakoff storms in and knocks the ball out of Josiah's hands. And the number one seed, King Cove. Oh, and a tip clock to Josiah. Matt almost goes down. Doesn't go, but Hamilton is there for the rebound, and he gets a 2 point himself. It's going to be a good game here tonight. So we just got done watching St. Paul and New Street play early, and what a game that was. That is going to be, those are the three teams to watch. King Cove, New Street, and St. Paul. All right, shot goes up for New Haven, doesn't go down. Rebound by P.J. Hamilton. Quickly gets to Jamin Newman. Down to Dalton, Utah. Oh, Dalton puts up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Analong for New Haven. All right, so the ball now in the hands of Tetrakoff. Back to Analong. And he holds up for a second. Looking for the play set up. All right, Matthew Analong now just Tetrakoff, number 10 for New Haven. He's got the ball. Brings it over towards the right-hand side. Pulls up for a quick jump shot. Just inside the perimeter, doesn't go in. Oh, and Jamin Newman tries to save the ball from going out of bounds. It was last touched by one of the King Cove players. Jamin can't quite make it happen, though, so that's going to be a possession throw-in for New Haven. All right, Matthew Analong with the ball. And he's looking for the play to get set. He puts over to Tetrakoff, takes all the way over to the right-hand side, Brandon Paul. Oh, it's highly guarded by Josiah and PJ. He's able to get it out of there, though, and get the ball back to Analong. All right, back now 15. That's Blau Grindle. All right, Analong with a little floating shot. Oh, up and good for two. Oh, and full court pressure. Almost steals the ball away from Devin Mack. And now it is stripped away. Matthew Analong with a good steal. Pulls back, passes over to a predator. Hands and Tetrakoff now. Pulls up for a little jumper. Oh, and just like that, we've got a tied game. This full court pressure was a little unexpected for King Cove. A good kick by PJ allows Jamin to squeeze past, though. Shot goes up to by Dalton. Dalton doesn't make it. And that rebound is for Tetrakoff for New Haven. 5 to go here. The score is 4-4. New Haven with the ball. Ball gets thrown away by New Haven. Picked up by King Cove. Jamin Newman making his way to the basket. And that's probably going to be over the top. I'm not sure what they're going to call that. For the rebound, Josiah almost went head over heels trying to get the rebound. They're going to call a foul against New Haven for pushing. He was boxed out a little too hard, I suppose. Oh, and a pass to PJ almost gets lost. PJ's able to hold on to it. Gets the ball to Dalton. Oh, and it goes off of his foot. And into the hands of Matthew Analong for New Haven. 4:40 to go here. The score is still tied 4-4. Ball goes over to Tetrakoff. He holds the ball up at half court, looking for his next move. Quickly gets over to Matthew Analong, who does a little spin number, gets over to number 21, Brandon Paul, all the way around the horn to the top of the key, where a 3-point shot by Matthew Analong is good. So that's now in the lead, New Haven 7-4. King Cove with the ball. PJ Hamilton drives in, loses it. Almost saved by Jamin Newman. That's out of bounds. And we've got a possession now for New Haven. score 7 for New Haven, 4 for King Cove, with 4 to go in the first quarter. All right. Petrikoff with the ball. He gets over to Anilong. Back to Petrikoff. Now to Anilong. On the top of the perimeter. Way outside the three-point line. All right. Petrikoff wraps around. They're working their way over. Brandon Paul with a shot on the baseline. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Dalton Youssef. He gets over to Jamin. Jamin now takes his pass half court, being tightly guarded by Lyle Grindle. All right. Down to Dalton on top of the post. Bounce pass into Jamin. Oh, it gets stripped away. And that goes into the hands of Brandon Paul. Now over to Petrikoff for 3. Off the back iron. Rebound, though, by Lyle Grindle. He gets to the bottom post where a shot goes up by number 23, August Johnson. That's 6-for-2. Score 9 now for New Haven, 4 for King Cove, and Coach Rick Morton calls a timeout. And So we'll see what, Coach says, let's go talk. We're going to figure out what's going on here. These teams, I believe, had played before, and King Cove came out on top. But, you know, all the teams here in this tournament are very competitive teams. We'll see what happens here as this panel comes to an end. I think Coach Morton just taking a second to say, hey, guys, come on, get your head back in the game. Don't expect us to win this. All right, throw in now, full court press. Oh, almost gets stolen, but tipped out of bounds by Matthew Anilong as he's going towards TJ. And this full court pressure seems to be giving a little bit of trouble to King Cove. All right, Kevin Mack throwing it in. Gets it over to Josiah on the baseline. He's open. Drives up. Nice. 2 points by Josiah Mack. That makes the score now 9 for New Haven, 6 for King Cove, with 3 to go in the first quarter. All right, Petrikoff's got it. He gets over to Matthew Anilong, who drives past his defender. Puts up a shot, doesn't go down, but rebound gets tipped off the hands of P.J. Hamilton and out of bounds. All right, so that'll be a throw in underneath their own basket for New Haven. Brandon Paul gets open. Wade pulls back the ball. Cross court to Matthew Anilong. Over now to Lyle Grindle. All the way around the horn to a wide-open number 10. Petrikoff with 3 points. Oh, man, that's 12 points for New Haven, 6 for King Cove. All right, Jamin Newman gets the ball to Josiah. Down King, to TJ. TJ puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Looking for a call from the ref, but doesn't get one. He was blocked pretty well there by one of the... Oh, New Haven for 3, this time by Brandon Paul. Doesn't go in, but Devin Mack with the rebound this time. Well, Devin gets the ball to PJ, who takes it past half court. Rotates it down to Jamin. Jamin dishes out to Devin Mack. Almost gets picked up by one of the New Haven players. Passes a little on the weak side. Devin drives into the paint, puts up a shot. Oh, my gosh. And an awesome behind the back. Devin Mack puts up a shot. Gets the rebound. Passes PJ. PJ's got back to the basket. And he just pulls up with the ball and puts it against the backboard in for a nice layup, literally behind the back. That was a beautiful play by PJ. The score now 8 for King Cove, 12 for New Haven. New Haven's got the ball. Oh, traveling being called there on Petrikoff. He was driving his way towards the lane. Man, he took a few too many steps on his way there, so he'll get a call for traveling. There just comes that full court pressure. Josiah Mack with the ball. Trying to get Dalton. It gets stripped out, though. Yep, into the hands of Matthew Anilong. But there's Jamin Newman trying to steal back from him. Gets the Lyle Grindle. Now to Petrikoff. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. New Haven playing like they want to win. They're feeling confident off their last win against Champpoint. Hoping to bring something here against King Cove. King Cove being the number one seed here in the tournament today. All right, now pass goes over to Petrikoff, the throw-in. That went out of bounds off Josiah, so a throw-in for New Haven. Oh, 3-point shot here. Does not go in for New Haven. Rebound by Devin Mack. And he had to fight hard for that rebound, but he gets it. He takes it coast-to-coast, puts the layup way high, doesn't go in. Dalton with the rebound. His shot doesn't go in either. Rebound this time by Lyle Greinholt. Lyle Grindle. And he's able to get the ball to Petrikoff. With under a minute to go now in the first quarter. Okay, Petrikoff's got the ball. And he's just stalling up for time. Looking to get past Jamin. dishes over to number 23, August Johnson. Stripped away, though, by Devin Mack. Great steal by him. P.J. Hamilton drives it. Gets it over to Jamin for outside. Goes over the basket. There's P.J. for the rebound and 2 points. He makes a score now. 10 for King Cove, 12 for New Haven. And 13 seconds to go here in the quarter. New Haven with the ball. Analon passes it to Brandon Paul, who traveling! And that no traveling called there. Oh, and a trip as TJ goes to the ground. And, man, the crowd is getting volatile as a trip against TJ doesn't get called. A really blatant travel doesn't get called. And the referee comes over here and is going to give a little bit of a talk to Coach Rick Morin as a parent got a little bit too involved. He was right on the sideline. There's a parent on the sideline who's now being asked to move farther up into the bleachers away from the sideline. Very animated crowd here in King Cove. Sold out. No seats left. Just standing room only. But what a first quarter that was. King Cove really had a hard time finding their groove, but as the quarter came to an end, they were able to do something and get the score to be 10 for King Cove, 12 for New Haven. But New Haven really came out strong, showing King Cove that they're not going to lay over and let them take this one. All right. So throw in goes to New Haven. Petrikoff's got the ball, dishes over to Lyle Grindle. Back to Petrikoff for three. And over off the rim, but rebounded by Brandon Paul. Josiah did a great job tipping it off of his shot. And a rebound by PJ gets saved. Oh, and pass to Jamin. The pass from Jamin Newman to Josiah gets tipped by one of the New Haven players and still makes his way to Josiah, but he just can't keep a grip on it. So it goes out of bounds on off of him. Okay, New Haven with the ball. Lyle Grinold. All right, pass by Petrikoff. Now all the way to the other side. Analong. Good passing by New Haven. They come out here with a lot more energy than they had in the beginning with Standpoint. All right. Oh, almost a traveling call there. Tetrikoff almost lost the ball. Okay, Brandon Paul gets the shot. He floats one up. Doesn't go down, but Devin Mack gets the rebound off that one. Big pass to the wide open Dalton Mutek. Dalton pulls up, gets it to Jamin. And Jamin pulls back, drives the lane for a layup. Oh, blocking call against number 23, August Johnson. Jamin just drove into the lane, went for the basket, and was able to get the blocking call. On number 23, August Johnson, I believe his first. All right, so Jamin will go up to the line for two. Oh, first one does not go down, and we've got... substitution coming in. August Johnson will sit down for New Haven, and Lee Clark will come in. All right. Shot goes up. First one, good. And another substitution, I believe Jamin Newman will sit down, and number 23, this is Trevor Brandle, will come in. All right, so New Haven with the ball. Score 12 for New Haven, 11 for King Cove. Under 7 to go in the first half. Brandon Paul has him on the right-hand side. He gets Petrikoff for a shot. Way down. Doesn't go in. PJ with a rebound. Alley-oop to Josiah. Can't quite make the alley-oop play, but he holds on to it. Puts a shot. Doesn't get to go down. But it's rebound by PJ. He gets another rebound. This time, PJ turns in at 2 points. Four now, 13 King Cove, 12 New Haven, and King Cove has the lead once again with 6:30 to go in the first half. All right, New Haven's got the ball now. Petrikoff right at the half-court line. He signs over to Analong. Now to Brandon Paul. Paul running some defense issues. Oh, hits away, and it was last touched by King Cove. But a good defensive pressure being put on by TJ to Brandon Paul. Paul was a very effective player against Standpoint the other day, but it seems that TJ's been able to very effectively shut him down. Oh, and a pass from Lyle Grindle gets knocked out by Devin Mack. And Jamin Newman will substitute back in for Josiah. All right, throw in for New Haven. Petrikoff has the ball. He gets it over to number 24, Matthew Anilon. Back to touch it off. All right, now Anilon. Anilon looking for a pick. Gets one, but decides not to take it. Pass over to Lyle Grindle. Oh, and a pass from Grindle to Lee Clark goes through his hands and out of bounds. Throwing at their own, King Cove. Damon Newman's got the ball. He rotates it over to TJ, who drives into the paint, runs into some defense, and loses the ball as he falls over, and that goes out of bounds off PJ, and will be a throw-in for New Haven. Matthew Anilon takes it. Still 1-3-1 being played by King Cove, and we are not seeing that full-court pressure from New Haven anymore, which is giving King Cove a good chance to catch up here. All right, Matthew Anilon with a shot for three. Doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ Hamilton. PJ's pass gets taken away by Matthew Anilon, and he quickly gets Tetrakoff. Tetrakoff to Anilon, who's open. Baseline, puts a floating shot up. Doesn't go down. Dalton Utech with a rebound. Fights for it. Doesn't get it. Gets picked up and into the hands of Tetrakoff, who puts his own shot up. This time, that one goes down. And that will make the score 14 for New Haven, 13 for King Cove. With under 5 to go in the first half. Here comes Damon Newman. He finds Devin Match. Devin Match drives past the defense. Oh! And there's going to be a reach by number 10 for New Haven, Petrikoff. That will be his second. Josiah will substitute now back in for Devin Match. And Coach Morton doing a good job rotating his players. All right, Hamilton's got the ball. Over to Josiah, top of the key. Josiah drives in past the perimeter. Oh, but he's almost got the ball taken away from him. Double dribble. Yep. Yeah, that'll be a double dribble against Josiah. He almost had the ball. He almost had the ball stripped from him and picked up his dribble again. All right, New Haven with the ball now. 14 for New Haven, 13 for King Cove. 4:30 to go in first half. And here's Tetrakoff from three. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Lyle Grindle. What a rebound that was. All right, he gets it over to Tetrakoff. He puts another jump shot in. That doesn't go down. Brandon Paul with the rebound. Paul puts up a little hook shot from the paint. Man, what a amazing shot by Paul. Brandon Paul. All right. That's 16 now for New Haven, 13 for King Cove. Damon Newman drives down the lane. Nice pass. Pushed it up for two. Good pass from PJ. That is Damon Newman. He drove really fast into the lane. Had Dalton wide open for a nice little pass. Textbook procedure right there from King Cove. All right. Now the ball goes over to Brandon Paul, who puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound goes to Lyle Grindle. That doesn't go down either, and PJ for the board on that one. He gets it to Jamin, but he's being highly guarded by Lyle Grindle. Targeting being called. Oh! And targeting being called against Jamin Newman, who was bumping into Lyle Grindle pretty hard. And I think that they were looking for blocking here in King Cove. Impressively excited crowd here in King Cove tonight. The New Haven's got the ball. They're up by one, 16-15. Oh, pass down to a wide open Brandon Paul. What an amazing pass. And Brandon Paul right wide open. Makes score 18-15 now. And Jamin's weaving his way through traffic. Goes to the basket. Puts a shot up. Doesn't go down. Gets the rebound, though. Over to Josiah. Over now to Devin. Devin drives up for his own layup. That doesn't go down, but PJ for the rebound. And PJ gets one to go in. 2 points. Great play by PJ Hamilton. All right. Now the ball goes over with just 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the first half. Ball's in the hands of Tetrakoff. Now Lyle Grindle puts a shot up that doesn't go down, but Devin Mack saves it. Gets it over to TJ Hamilton. Hamilton now to Damon Newman, who gets down to Dalton. Oh, Dalton had his shot stopped, but there's Devin Mack to pick up where Dalton left off and put one up for two. 19 now for King Cove, 18 for New Haven. All right, passing around now by Matthew Analong and Petrichoff to three. Doesn't go in. Big rebound by TJ. Oh, he's got three defenders all around him. And that's going to be a foul against Petrichoff. His third foul, I believe, now. And that's not good because he's one of the main leaders. Okay, so there's going to be a throw in for Devin. He gets over to PJ, who gets to Jamin. Good pass around the break past the full court pressure. Jamin to Josiah. Oh, it almost gets stripped away, but Josiah's able to hold on to it. Under two to go now in the first half. PJ back to Josiah. Josiah was breaking towards the basket. And Brandon Paul putting a lot of pressure on Josiah. Tips the ball, and it goes out of bounds. All right, so throw in for King Cove. Devin gets it to Josiah. Oh, and the ball gets stripped away, though, and into the hands of New Halen. All right, Matthew Analon gets it over to Petrichoff. Now to Brandon Paul. Paul puts up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound Josiah. 90 seconds to go. Josiah to Devin. Devin Mack takes it past half court. Gets over to Jamin. Oh, Jamin. Now to Josiah, who drives down towards the baseline, puts up a jumper, doesn't go in. PJ for the rebound. Hit off the glass, does go in. Two more points for PJ. Man, what a game PJ is having. All right, so the defense sets up. We're seeing a 1-2-2 zone being played by King Cove now. All right. So the pass in now to Brandon Paul. He pulls out. Traveling, looking to be called, not called though. All right, now the ball being passed around the horn. Petrichoff to Grindle. Grindle for three. Doesn't go in. Rebound, though, by Lee Clark. Pass back out to Grindle. Now Petrichoff pump fakes Jamin. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go in, but that time T.J. Hamilton comes up with the board with under a minute to go. T.J. on the floor looking for some help. No one there. Just tied. Okay, 20-second timeout being called by Coach Morton. Man, good hustle by PJ this game. He is, you know, everyone's working really hard, but PJ is really carrying the team tonight here, doing a great job picking up boards, making baskets out of them, playing defense, doing a good job. So, heck of a game by PJ Hamilton. New Halen looking good, too. Petrichoff, definitely one of the leaders, as always. Right next to him, Matthew Analong. Brandon Paul, surprisingly a little more quiet this game. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of quiet. There's nothing much coming out of Jamin Newman or Josiah Mack or even Devin Mack. Three players who usually have a lot to contribute in the games, and not that they're not doing anything, but we're not seeing them score baskets like we usually do. All right, so here's the throw-in, 35 seconds to go. Over to Jamin. Jamin, there's that full court press coming again. Jamin pulls up, though. He's able to get to Devin. Devin on the baseline over to PJ. Ooh, and as the pass goes to PJ, PJ spun just a little bit too early, but they're going to say it got tipped out, I believe, by New Halen. So that'll be a throw-in on the baseline for King Cove with 26 seconds to go. All right, over to PJ. PJ looking for somebody. He instead drives the lane, puts one up, and oh, off the back iron. And rebounded by Petrichoff. 17 seconds to go here in the first half. Score 21 for King Cove, 18 for New Halen. All right, Petrichoff now has the ball. 7 seconds left. He gets it over to Grindle with 4 seconds. Petrichoff looking for a shot. He gets Analong open, puts one up. Oh, doesn't go down. That's the end of the first half. King Cove walking away in the lead, but only by 3 points. He scored 21-18. And, you know, we'll see what King Cove does here. They've seen not a lot of points being scored by most of the starting five, except for P.J. Hamilton, who's done a great job this game turning in baskets and also working the boards. New Halen doing a good job. One of their lead players, though, Petrichoff, number 10, that Jonathan Petrichoff is going to run in some foul trouble if he scores any more, so we'll see what happens there with his game. But good game, 21-18 again, King Cove in the lead as we end the first half. We'll see what the coaches do here to go into the second one. Dave, we'll bring it over to you, and I'll give you a call in about 9 minutes. All right, and we are...
What?
back underway here in King Cove as the New Haven Malamutes versus the King Cove T-Jacks, and we are into the second half now. The score now 22 for New Haven, 21 for King Cove. This has been a tit-for-tat game so far for lots of it. King Cove been able to come back, though, from a bit of a deficit in the first half at points. There's Brandon Paul, puts up a nice little floating shot. Makes the score now 24 for New Haven. All right, Devin Mack with the pass. Gets the ball now. Trying to work their way past the full-court press. Jamin Newman's got it. Jamin now back to Devin. Devin towards the sideline near the half court. He tries to pass over to PJ Hamilton, but gets taken away by number 24. And nice layup by number 10, Tichikov. But PJ, man, with a ball that does not go in. What a layup. Connor Samuelson there for a nice layup, though. He had a rebound, put one up. Nice play by Connor Samuelson. All right, so the score now 26, New Haven 23. Oh, and there's going to be traveling call against Lee Clark on New Haven. He was trying to make his way through P.J. Hamilton. P.J. came soaring above him. All right, Devin Mack got the ball. He drives himself over to the left-hand side of the three-point perimeter. Now moving his way even further down, pulling back up. Okay, pass towards the bottom post for Dalton Utep gets intercepted by Matthew Analon. All right, Analon pass to Tetrikov down to the free throw line. Brandon Paul works his way through the defense and makes a basket for two, making a score 28-23 now for New Haven in the lead. Here comes King Cove moving fast. Devin Mack loses the ball and it goes out of bounds. Okay. And that will be... All right, now the ball is going in back in favor of New Haven. 28 for New Haven, 23 for King Cove. New Haven playing a great game. Touch it off the three. Doesn't go in off the back iron. Rebound, Jamin Newman. Jamin Newman pass. He has a wide open layup. That one goes in. Good job by Jamin Newman working his way around. He had a couple players around him, but was able to get the open lane. 25 now for King Cove. Tetrikov with the ball for New Haven. Go left-hand side. Back to Tetrikov. Now all the way around to the far right side of the perimeter on the baseline where Brandon Paul works his way around. Passes it outside to the top of the key. Now to Lyle Grindle. Back to the top of the key where Tetrikov is. Oh, and the pass almost gets intercepted down to the free throw line, but they're able to hold on to it. All right, Matthew Analon with the ball. Looking for some movement. Passes back to Tetrikov. All right, Matthew Analon. Back to Tetrikov. Tetrikov now allowed Grindle for an open three. Doesn't go down. And we're going to have a foul called, I believe, pushing call against number 21, Brandon Paul, for New Haven. And PJ Hamilton will come in for Jamin. All right. Devin Mack has the ball. He plays point, pulls up, finds an open lane in the paint, trying to go for two. And that would be a foul. If he drove into the paint, there was a foul against number 10. That's going to be a throw, and they're going to say he wasn't trying to pass yet when the foul happened. All right, Devin Mack calls the play into action. Gets over to PJ. PJ for two. Doesn't go down. Rebound. Picked up by Brandon Paul for New Haven. Paul tries to drive in. Puts the layup. Up. Doesn't go down. Tipped away. Recovered. Oh! Recovered by Tetrikov, who throws the ball in. Gets hit off Devin Mack. Gets hit by Devin Mack and goes out of bounds. But, man, that was a heavy hit. Luckily, he was able to get his knees up in time, I think. All right, New Haven with the ball. Under three to go here in the third quarter. 28, New Haven, 25. For King Cove traveling, there we go. Being called against Brandon Paul, who's trying to pivot his way around. Here's that full court press. And we got a couple substitutions. Connor Samuelson sits down, and so does Devin. Taco coming in, and I believe Josiah came in with him. All right. No, Jamin came in with him. Josiah works his way to the baseline. Oh, there's a guy. No, that one. I just thought it was kind of a shot. I heard it. All the way from the top of the stands, you can hear the hand clap on that one. So that would be two shots for Josiah. All right, he'll have a chance to bring this within 1 point if he can sink these two. Oh, it doesn't go down. All right, Josiah will get a second chance here. Timeout being called by New Haven. And New Haven playing a good game. King Cove, we have definitely seen these guys play. Like when we were in Talkeetna, they have played basketball where they were just on fire. Josiah Mack, who won all tournament in Talkeetna, has been mostly not too active scoring points. You know, he's definitely there doing his thing, but has not been able to create a lot of baskets. Generally a low-scoring game, to be honest. So lots of defense being played. King Cove staying in it. King Cove can do this, so they can come back and win this one. All right, so I believe the winner of this game is going to go on to play tomorrow, New Stujak. All right, so here's Josiah for his second attempt on the free throw line. Puts one up. Doesn't go down, but PJ with a big rebound. Puts his own shot up. That doesn't go down. He actually got tipped away when he was on his way up and stripped down by one of the New Haven players. All right. Matthew Analong set the ball for New Haven. He's working his way around. Gets down to the baseline perimeter. Back up to Analong. Now over to August Stone. Now all the way back around to the far left side. Lyle Grindle has it. Now big pass all the way over to the top right perimeter. Back now to August Johnson. Always to the right side of the three-point line where Brandon Paul is. Okay, Analong's got the ball now again. His pass to Paul gets tipped away by P.J. Hamilton, and P.J. believes it got touched last by Paul when it went out of bounds. But they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Hamilton. Okay, so here's the ball now. Well, we got 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. The score 28, New Haven 25, King Cove. I think King Cove.
Looks like we lost our feed. This happened earlier, so I'll try to get that back for us. This is Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio.
Here, under a minute to go in the third quarter. Sorry about that. We were having phone line issues all day because of the big storm. out here in King Cove. Oh, and there's a steal to Simon Mack with the ball. He's driving, looks good, that's defense. Look at the nice layup. There's Dr. Simon Mack that we know and love. All right, score now 27 for King Cove, 28 for New Haven. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. The crowd is on their feet. They want to see this go down. Oh, and oh, yes! Charging call on Brandon Paul. He went in. And, man, T.J. Hamilton just planted his feet. Went down a little bit hard, but he gets right back up. Great play by T.J. Hamilton. And this will be the fourth by Brandon Paul. And we've got a couple big players on New Haven getting into foul trouble. All right, Jam puts up a little shot. He's got 10 seconds. Doesn't go down. Taco with the rebound. Quickly gets it down to Damon. Okay, now T.J. Oh, and there's a foul against Lyle Swindle on T.J. Trying to actually got him in the face. Don't think that was intentional. And so that'll be a throw-in now for King Cove with 4 seconds to go. First foul by Lyle. All right, P.J. with the throw-in. He gets the ball right back. He's got 3 seconds. He's got to put it up. Puts it up in the air. Oh, off the glass and on the rim. Doesn't go in. Oh, and the score has come out of the third quarter. 28 for New Haven, 27 for King Cove. Man, what a tight game this is. You know, Josiah is starting to show a little bit of life there at the end of that quarter. You know, doing some great steals, working the ball hard, scoring a basket there. And, you know, like to see a little bit more of that from Josiah. And Devin Mack, too, who is such a great player, usually the X factor for Sandpoint. I'd like to see a little bit more of that for him as well. But they've got some stiff competition in this tournament. I'm going to tell you right now that this tournament does not belong to anybody. New Stew and St. Paul, man, St. Paul, everyone counted them out. You know, they thought 5 players. There's even rumors about it being a mixed team. And so they really did not have a lot of stock right now going into this tournament. But after seeing them play against New Stew, I mean, they are right up there with anybody. And they didn't even beat New Stew. So whoever wins this game is going to have some real stiff competition in the next game. Here we go. Beginning the final quarter of this game. The score, once again, 28 for New Haven, 27 for King Cove. Throw in for New Haven. Petrikov has the ball. He's calling play, trying to drive through. Ooh, foul on Damon. A little bit too much pressure against him. That's only the second team foul, though, against King Cove for this half. Doing a good job watching the fouls. Only the second for Damon. All right. Ball now, Matthew Analong's hands. And Brandon Paul. Oh, and there's a little reach, a good kind of reach, though, where he tips the ball out by Jamin Newman. And that'll be another throw-in from New Haven. And there's the crowd shouting out for some defense from King Cove right now. Okay, Matthew Analong passed the ball. It gets into the feet of PJ, but recovered by New Haven. Petrikov with it. He's got it to the top of the key. Back to Analong. 3-2 zone being played right now by King Cove. Watching that perimeter hard. All right, that's Matthew Analong. Moving the ball around, looking for somebody to break open. He gets a Petrikov. Petrikov now brings to the right-hand side. Up for three. Oh, dinks a three-point shot. That makes the score now 31 for New Haven, 27 for King Cove. All right, Devin Mack with the ball. Calls out the play. Looking for someone to get open. Calling Josiah forward. Josiah moves up. Devin uses it as a fake, though. Tries to paint. Oh, gets Dalton. Almost goes in. There's TJ. TJ, who was the main key player in the first half, doing what he did in the first half, a little bit more now in the fourth quarter. There was actually no scoring for either team in the third quarter, so we'll see what happens. Oh, and Petrikov was driving into the lane, loses the ball. Oh, and Devin Mack kicks it up, and he's got Matthew Analong all over him. All right, ball goes into Josiah's hand. He runs into Dalton. He's able to recover it. All right, Jamin. Pass to Jamin Newman from Devin. Back to Devin. Oh. And they're going to... Oh, a foul against Devin. Against Devin Mack. Tetrikov ran in there, and Devin hit Tetrikov on the head, but it was pretty much because Tetrikov put his head in his head. So, not sure of that call, but all right. Grindle with the ball. He gets it over to Analon. Analon passed down to the far left-hand side where Tetrikov puts up a shot for three. He doesn't go in. Rebound. And if he can chance, he's wide open. So here comes Analon. Oh! Analon. Oh, my gosh. Rebound by Tetrikov. And here comes TJ running. He went all the way through the stage, slid past the curtain. Oh! There's a call against Damon Newman that the crowd doesn't like. And third. Man, TJ for that layup. He just slid all the way through the stage and came back, and Tetrikov, who got the rebound, was constantly looking behind him, kind of like he was being chased and waiting for him to come through. It was a pretty funny sight. All right, here's Analon with the ball. He gets over to Tetrikov. Tetrikov to Grindle. Top of the printer all the way over now to the right-hand side where Analon is. All right. Score is still 31 New Haven, 29 King Cove. Analon to Brandon Paul. Now to number 10, Tetrikov, who pulls the ball back towards the half-court line. Five to go here. All right. Tetrikov drives in. Oh, goes up for a layup. Gets knocked down. Doesn't make it. Josiah with the rebound. He drives up hard. Works his way around the defense. Looks up a layup for two. Ties the game. 31-31 now. Just under 5 minutes to go in the game. Oh, man. Very low scoring game so far, but man, the energy is really starting to buzz in here. All right. Analon with the ball for New Haven, being guarded tightly by Josiah. He gets his random ball. Hold, goes in. Runs into PJ. PJ gets the ball. Okay, now we're to Devin Mack. Devin Mack has it. He got that pass from Dalton. Devin over to Jamin on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Jamin back to Devin. A very, very strong defense being played by New Haven. Looks like a man-to-man. All right, and here's Dalton. Dalton to Jamin, who drives down into the lane. Back to Dalton. Or Devin, sorry, back to Devin. Devin drives into the paint, puts it over to Dalton. Nice pass, Dalton gets that. And that's the point. Great way to work the post with Dalton. Timeout being called by New Haven, and King Cove comes back to the bench in the lead. Oh, man, what a tight game this is. New Haven doing a really good job working their defense, keeping King Cove from scoring too many points. But the same thing on the other side for New Haven. We'll see as we come now with under four to go in the game. The score 33 for King Cove, 31 for New Haven. Really anybody's game at this point, obviously. I really don't know who's going to come out on top. King Cove has the potential, though, to do some amazing things as we've seen them do before. All right, we got a substitution as Taco comes in for Devin Mack. All right. So here we go now. We're going to set this back out, and it will be New Stew's possession, a throw in at half court. All right, Tetrikov's got the ball. He pulls it up, drives down, pulls back, drives back in, but scores up for a little jumper. Doesn't go in. Oh, Brandon Paul with an amazing rebound. They really want that to be over the back. Probably was. All right. 33-33. Damon Newman. Oh, gets the ball stripped from Matthew Analon, who came right from behind. Okay, Tetrikov with the ball. Oh, what a tight game. The crowd's going crazy right now. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go here. Matthew Analon with the ball for New Haven. He moves over to the left, pulls back, takes it over to the right. Wow, Grindle is. All right. Analon now takes it to the right-hand side. Gets it back to Wow, Grindle. Backwards to Tetrikov. Tetrikov now moves to the top. Moves around, trying to get past Josiah. Pulls back, passes over to Analon. Now over to Grindle. Oh, Tetrikov on the far left-hand perimeter at the baseline. Pulls back, gets the ball over to... Oh, hit away by Josiah. Out of bounds. Off of Josiah's hands, so that'll be a throw-in for New Haven with 2:40 to go in this game. And they're going to have a... mistake there. And then you had some substitutions. Taco's coming out. Devin's coming, and then Devin Max coming back in. Connor Samuelson's coming in. Dalton and Taco will sit down. All right, here's the pass now. Number 24 takes under the baseline with Tetrikov. There's Grand Ball driving the hoop, which is a great shot from the baseline. All right, 35 now for New Haven, 33 for King Cove. All right, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Devin Max with the ball for King Cove. Pulls up. He can get the ball to Josiah. Josiah drives down in the paint, works his way, gets a TJ, up for two, tie game now, 35-35, with 2:14 to go in the game. All right, man, everyone is going crazy now here. All right, there's Tetrikov, he drives in the paint, picks up a jumper, drains it, 37 now. All right, and that was the quick timeout being called by New Haven. Just a 30-second timeout being called there. This is such a tight game. 2 minutes to go in the game. The score is 37 for New Haven, 35 for King Cove. King Cove needs to come out here and really play some stiff defense, get the ball back, and then just play the offense that we've seen them play before. They've been a little bit off on the offense. T.J. Hamilton really carrying a lot of the offensive weight. We'll see if Josiah Mack can't really do what he did back in Talkeetna and play some awesome basketball and get the ball back into the hoop as he can do. All right. So the teams are getting ready to come out and break here. And we will have a little bit. If someone like Brandon Paul scores one more foul, he will be out of this game. And Brandon Paul has been a real go-to guy for New Haven. All right, here they come. Two teams break. It's going to be a throw in for King Cove off that last basket. Full court pressure coming on from New Haven. And, all right, Devin Max gets the ball. Looking for someone. He finds Josiah. Josiah with the ball now. Under two to go. Josiah moves it all the way to the right-hand side. Takes it to the baseline. Over to Devin Max now. Devin Max holds back. Looking for someone to get open. Finds TJ on the post. TJ drives in. Puts one up. Ties the game. 37-37. Great move by TJ Hamilton. All right. 90 seconds to go here. Tetrikov for the ball. Tetrikov has it. He gets the top of the perimeter. Moves around. And they pull back. And a fast break going there, but there's a little bit too out of control.
Looks like we lost contact again, so I'll have to wait for Austin. It's getting right down to the wire on this game, too.
A boy from Texas, a girl from Tennessee. He was so lonely in New York, and so was she. The boy said howdy, the girl said how you are. Could have kissed her when he heard that sudden drop. They walked up Broadway as though they owned the town. They'd never hear it if the building tumble down. Somewhere out yonder, the home folks smile to see boy from Texas with his bride from Tennessee.
The Austin's calling back now, so I'm going to switch the music off. Should be any second. There he is right now, and I'm switching back to Austin.
All right, that's in. We got 33 seconds to go here. In the lead right now, King Cove with 39, New Haven with 37. Jamie Newman is at the line right now for a 1-1 chance. He has... So we'll see what he does here with this free throw. He can make a 3-point lead for King Cove. Puts it up. Down! Great shot by Jamie Newman. 3-point game. He can make it a 2-possession game now with this basket, which would just be huge. All right. Jamie Newman's got the ball. Puts one up. Does he go in? Rebounded by Brandon Ball. He quickly gets over to Matthew Analon. Over to the top. Up for three. Does he go in? Josiah Mack gets fouled, I should say, and he'll go to the line. Man, very serious look on Josiah's face right now. He can definitely feel the weight of these free throws. Take a deep breath. All right. Josiah puts it up.
And it's good. Nothing but net. 4 points now with 22 seconds to go in the game.
All right. This can make it 5. It's a shot. He puts it up.
Good! 5 points now, Tennessee. And here comes New Haven really fast.
Over to Matt. Analon. Up for three. Doesn't go down. Rebound by PJ. 14 seconds to go. All right. And there's a foul. Number 21. Going to be his final one. Brandon Paul has played one great game for New Haven tonight with his final foul there. All right. So 13.5 seconds to go. The score 42 for King Cove, 37 for New Haven. P.J. Hamilton has had a hard time from the free throw line this year. Pulls it up. Puts up the shot.
And it's good! 6 points now between the two teams. They need 2 3-point shots now,
which... not out of their possibility for New Haven. But with this, it becomes a 3-possession game, and that will pretty much seal the deal for King Cove.
And it's good. 7 points now. 13 seconds left to go. Really just is not enough time.
And Josiah kicks the ball, puts it out of bounds. Another throw in for New Haven. This game's coming to a close here. Just 11 seconds to go. There's Griddle. Puts it up. Doesn't go in. Rebound by number 23 with 5 seconds to go. This game is officially over. Final shot goes up. Doesn't go down. And there comes the buzzer. And King Cove holds on to win the game.
Man, what a close match. And, you know, King Cove has to be excited for that win. But also, hopefully this is a chance to see that there is some real competition in this tournament here. They're going to go on to play New Syriac, who I believe I'm not sure if they won the regionals last year, but they did a great job earlier today against St. Paul, who was a real strong squad. So everyone's got the competition cut out for them this year. It's going to be one heck of a tournament. I can't wait to see the games tomorrow. First games will come up 10:30, I believe, will be the first games for tomorrow, and that will be St. Paul versus Sandpoint. Again, the final score, 44 for King Cove,
37 for New Halen, 44 King Cove, 37 New Halen. And Dave, we'll send it back to you, bud. It's big.